Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. Chapter 13, Your Best Moments Are Your Best Teachers. We each have moments that are special in our lives. Moments when we go beyond what we are usually able to do. Moments when we're especially spiritual and elevated. Moments when we're especially confident and courageous. Moments when we're especially happy and joyful. Moments when we're especially kind and compassionate, or calm and serene. When we're persuasive and influential. When we're insightful and intuitive. Moments when we're forgiving and understanding. Moments when we're creative and innovative. During our best moments, we go beyond our own selves in almost unbelievable ways. Each best moment in our life sheds light on what we can possibly do and who we can possibly be. Our best moments raise our self-image to a degree that our ordinary moments can't and don't. There are many stories of how in emergencies some people exhibit qualities that are usually hidden from themselves. Mothers lifted cars to save their children. Individuals were quick-witted to save themselves or others from potential harm or danger. In the field of athletic achievements, world records are broken all the time. And for the rest of their lives, even if the athletes never repeat the record-breaking achievements, they're known as the holder of the record. It was their best moment. It wasn't the moment that they could repeat over and over again, but it becomes part of their self-image. I am the person who did this outstanding feat. The first person who climbed Mount Everest solo didn't do it as a weekly activity. But after one time, this was his self-image. He could do what no one had done before. And this self-image stayed with him his entire life. We all have our I can's and I can'ts. There are abilities, skills, and talents that we know and know we can do. And there are other abilities that we feel that we can't do. Every time you transform an I can't into an I can, you raise your self-image. After enough transformations, you will have a greater understanding that whenever it's important for you, you'll be able to turn an I can't into an I can. Be aware of some of the best moments that you have already experienced. Because that best moment was out of the ordinary for you, you might not yet have added the significance of that moment in your ongoing self-image. Make your best moments part of your identity. Look back at your life history. Which best moments can you now add to your self-image? I'm a person who once... Now, what'd you do? What'd you say? We aren't referring to boasting about this to anyone else. We're talking about viewing yourself regularly as a person who is able to do what you actually did. This will help you realize that you'll be able to do even more special things in the future. So be aware, any special thing that you do, that's the best moment. Realize, let that register. Let that acknowledge in your mind, this is who I am because I've done this. So even though it might be something you can't continue all the time, but the fact that you did it once, it upgrades your sense of consciousness, who you are, and you'll ultimately be able to do many, many more positive things. So may you have many great moments, and may your great moments help you develop yourself more and more all the time.